Welcome back, Lobos. This is our third episode for your Honest Tea with Shaq HP. So last week, guys, we had a visit from the Condom Fairy, and as promised, now we are going in deeper. Chris made me say that because my puns are not intentional all the time. Anyway, this week we are continuing with the saga with sex and COVID. So just a disclaimer, this may get a little bit uncomfortable. Probably more for us than for you. All right, Leah, Chris, let's talk about sex. So for all of you who are thinking about that, I hope the soundtrack is playing in your brain. Anyway, it's unusual times already. We're going through a pandemic. We have to think about everything infectious control prevention. And now we're talking about sex. Your thoughts. I mean, how are we supposed to go about being sexually intimate with others in these times, especially if you're not in a monogamous relationship?
You know, that's like a tough call, I'd say. I mean, we don't know so much about COVID yet, but what we do know is it's transmitted by saliva and mucus, and it can be transmitted from a cough or a sneeze as far as up to 6 feet. So, I mean, that makes it kind of tough because sex is a little bit closer than 6 feet.
Yeah, and it uses a lot of saliva, right? I mean, just kissing back and forth, you transfer your saliva from one mouth to another.
At the beginning of the pandemic, we actually didn't know much about how sex was COVID was transmitted during sex, but there has been a few updates. So COVID-19 has been found in feces in people who have been infected with the virus. And new studies are showing that COVID-19 has also been found in the semen of males who have been infected.
Wow. Okay, so not only is it found in your fecal matter, which makes sense because you have to release, like, infection, disease, you know, somehow, but now you're actually finding it through semen. So there has to be something that we as Lobos can do to protect ourselves, right? Besides being our own sexual partner through, like, masturbation and using toys and whatever the case may be at that point.
Yeah, totally. So, like, you yourself are your safest sex partner, for sure, hands down. However, if you are...
Have your hands go down.
Hands down. However, there we go with the puns again. However, if you are going to meet up with someone to have sex, please ask them, just like if you're going to ask them before you meet up with them, if they have any STIs, ask them if they've been exposed or infected to COVID before having sex, preferably before you even meet up with them. Next, when you do meet up with them and they are free of COVID, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water before and after having sex. That's super important. Also, wash sex toys with warm water and soap after your use, and disinfect keyboards and touch screens or anything else that you're going to share with others that are utilized during sex.
And that's you're watching porn, right? Like, don't use the keyboard on other people. Just that's if you're watching porn.
They don't need that, yeah. And then use protection always, such as condoms or dental dams to protect yourself and others. Dental dams for oral sex to reduce contact with saliva and feces, and condoms, of course, to protect yourself from, you know, unplanned pregnancies and STIs.
Okay, those are really, really good tips and tricks, Leah. Thanks for sharing all of those. I mean, regardless where your hands are going or who your hands are going on, there are plenty of ways to stay safe. I mean, this is going to be the cleanest sex year ever, if we want to think about it that way. Disinfect everything with soap and water, probably not Lysol or anything like that. That's not safe. Let's not do that. But whether you're in a heterogeneous relationship, a polygamous relationship, a bisexual relationship, whoever you are having sex with, there are ways to stay safe and healthy. So Chris, why should students not have sex? I mean, let's be real. College students are going to have sex. But why should they skip it?
You know, there's a part of me that is making me think, like, you know, on dating apps, there are options for us to, like, put our status of, like, STIs, STDs, and stuff like that. Maybe these companies should start putting a COVID-19 status button. That's just a joke. But
yeah, no, that's like, so legit.
But I would say, and I'm sure everybody else could agree, that you should probably skip sex. If you or your partner have been infected with COVID-19, or you may have been even exposed to someone who might have been infected. And if you or your partner might have a medical condition that could put you more at risk of contracting the virus.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. So, I mean, the medical conditions that you're talking about are necessarily, you have that right and that choice and that decision to talk to your partner in those conversations before you have sex. But I know some of the medical conditions include, but like kind of are not limited to, lung disease, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, or maybe like a weakened immune system. Those are just the different diseases that are putting people at risk for getting COVID. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, I would totally say so. And like we totally understand that, like, things kind of just happen sometimes. You never know what's going to happen throughout your day. So if you ever need to speak to a provider or schedule an appointment, you could always call Shaq at our number 505-277-3136 to schedule a telehealth visit with one of our providers. And our pharmacy also has birth control. And we can send you to any other pharmacy if you're not comfortable coming over to campus.
That's a great point. And don't forget, last week we had a visit from the condom fairy. Leah told us all about where you can get condoms. Leah, do you want to remind us of like where students can get protection on campus and how?
Yeah, of course. So on our social media, Shaq underscore, I'm sorry, I always mess this up. I think it's UNM underscore Shaq, has a list of all of the on-campus resources. But for some examples, we have like all the cultural centers have our condom locations, as well as Casa del Rio, Coronado, Hokona, a couple of places in the sub. So they're kind of scattered around main campus, but we also have a location where you can order online at Shaq through our website, shaq.unm.edu, and then you can come pick it up at Shaq and you can request whatever condoms you want. So there are about 13 in-person locations at UNM main campus and one location for Shaq that you can order online and come pick it up.
Perfect. Thank you so much. There's also a lot of other sexual health prevention things that we have going on at Shaq. There's one, can you share the ones that you know of?
Like workshops, or what are you referring to, Tiff?
Yeah, I mean, we have our workshops that we do. 2020, guys, we can't really get in person, but you can always check our social media for cool stuff. But we have testing on certain days at Shaq.
Yeah, of course. So we have STI testing at Shaq always. So if you need to get tested, you can always call and make an appointment. But we also have specific days that we do free STI testing, and that's on every other Tuesday, I believe. But you can make an appointment for the free STI testing through your Shaq Health portal, and that's on shaq.unm.edu. And you click in the Shaq Health portal, you enter your information, you press make an appointment with STI checks, and then it'll give you a calendar where you can select a day and a time to go get tested at our laboratory for gonorrhea and chlamydia for free.
That is great information. Thank you guys for sharing all of your, all of your amazing knowledge that you have on butt sex and COVID. Guys, we're in this awkward time, but please don't let that stop you from, you know, protecting yourself and protecting others. If you have been exposed to someone with COVID, or if you feel like you have COVID symptoms, you can always call Shaq again at that number that Chris gave you earlier and talk to one of our medical providers through our COVID hotline as well. If they feel like you need to get tested for COVID, we do have testing on campus as well. There's no walk up. You can't just walk up and get tested, but you'll have, our providers can definitely refer you there. So you can get tested for COVID. You can get tested for STIs. You can get free sexual prophylactics. We don't hand out sex toys. I'm sorry about that. However, we can sell you some soap in our pharmacy. Is there any last things you guys want to talk about or say about sex and COVID?
Yeah, just one thing. I know that we talked about in the podcast today about how to ask partners if they have COVID. And that's not because of a stigma of someone who has COVID you can't have sex with. It's just because we don't know enough about how long it is transmittable currently. So that's just a question to ask for your own benefit and to make sure you're protecting your own health. Not trying to add a stigma to someone who has had COVID and now you're trying to have sex with them, stuff like that.
That's a great point. You know, we're not trying to stigmatize anyone. We're not trying to, I can't even think the word of it right now. Probably because I haven't had any breakfast and my brain's not working.
It's pretty early. Yeah.
But we don't want anyone to think that just because you've had COVID that you can't ever have sex again, because that's not true. We just don't want you guys to transmit it to each other and then perhaps spread the virus. So we all have to do our part. What is you saying? Each of us defines all of us. Just mm-hmm. like we don't want you spreading STDs, we don't want our STIs. We don't really want to spread the COVID either. Awesome. Well, thanks guys for another awesome episode of Honest Tea with Shaq HP, and we hope to be your, I don't know, subscribed guys. I'm old. Help me. How does this work? You subscribe to the podcast?
Yeah, I guess just like follow us, look for updates.
We try to put one out every week, so keep an eye out, download it, listen to it on your, you know, before you hop on your Zoom or when you're waking up in the morning trying to stumble out of bed and get ready for your cold day of Zoom classes.
Yeah. Yes. It's on Apple. It's on Spotify. It's on
Amazon,
Google. And then you can just follow our emails and click on it, listen to it on your computer. There's plenty of ways for you guys to listen to this. And remember, we are taking suggestions as to what you guys want us to talk about. You can DM us through our Instagram or our Snapchat, and hopefully we will get to them. We already have things like stress management, social isolation, so we are working on that for you guys. But good luck with your classes this week, and we hope that you are staying safe from the COVID, and if you are having sex, you're being safe. Talk to you later. See you next time.
Bye, Lobos.
See you later, Lobos.